opinion. It's late in LA. And this is Life and Time Network. This is the fight. Now, a lot happened. Last weekend it was UFC 300. This weekend is Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. Now, seeing is believing. Trying is doing. And we had a fight. Ding! Listen. The entire lead up, the entire rollout, the entire time we thought this man, Ryan Garcia, was out of his mind, but he was the one, he was the only person who believed in himself. He's the only person who persevered through it all, the ups and the downs. I really thought this guy was not in his right mind for a prize fight, but he was the only person who stuck to the game plan. He had a couple ways to win, but his most definite and clearest way was by knockdown or knockdowns. Now, this is the first time in Devin Haney's career that he's been put down, not once, not twice, but three times. Now, what, you know, I don't know who's in everybody's corner, right? Like, far as, like, Ryan Garcia, I don't know who's there, who gives a fuck, but, like, sooner or later, the talent can't save you from yourself, you know? And, this time it did. This time it worked out. This time everything went through. But we got to talk about Ryan Devin Garcia's fight styles, right? Ryan Garcia is a power puncher trying to get you out early. Devin Haney is a boxer slash technician. He has power, but not enough. And this is where he lost the fight. He thought he could knock out Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia knew he could hurt him, and he didn't respect his power. Now, Ryan Garcia also missed weight. He also wasn't able to get the belt because of his lack of discipline. One of the reasons he couldn't finish Devin Haney because he just had bad conditioning. He was tired. There were some rounds he just looked around. Like, he just looked around. The ref stopped it. People talked about the ref in this fight, but, like, Ryan Garcia got off with some things with the ref, and Devin Haney got some things off with the ref. It takes a toll on both fighters when reffing is iffy. And I think a lot of this stuff shouldn't happen in the next match. I don't think you can just turn your back on your opponent in a boxing match and we all applaud it. I know it's Ryan Garcia. I know he's trolling, but that's very, very dangerous. Also, he didn't respect the craft by missing weight. I don't like that. He says he wants to go up to welterweight. Devin still has the belts. Devin is still a champion. Devin only lost in pride, you know? Now, let's talk about Devin Haney, right? I think Devin still has all the skills in the world to win a rematch. I think he still is a problem from any top contender in his weight class. I think he has to stop feeding into the crowd and fight the fight that is good for him. Every fighter is gifted with something. Ryan Garcia has power. He has that left hook. He has endurance. He has heart. He took a lot of shots on the chin on his way to hurting Haney. Even in the first, he wasn't just walking through there without getting something. It's just that Devin doesn't have that mustard on his punch. Not every fighter is gifted with everything. Devin Haney has hands. He has hand speed. He has footwork. He has technique. He can follow a game plan. I don't like the game plan in this fight, but what can we do? With Devin Haney losing this bout, he looks like, you know, his blood in the water. All the top dogs are looking at him like an easy meal. I know his confidence is going to be affected by this. I know the next fight is going to be harder. People don't respect his power anymore. They didn't respect it at 135. They don't respect it here. Ryan Garcia is still ill-disciplined. I don't know how far he goes with that when he gets in the ring with a heavy hitter. See, when he got in there with Tank and he was fucking around, Tank put him on his ass. Second round. Very serious. It's a very serious occasion. So, like, Ryan has to dial in. Listen, talent got you through this one. It will not work every time. When the talent is matched up with another talent, with a guy with just as heavy as hands, just as dangerous, you can't fuck around. You can't cheat the game. Now, Ryan Garcia says he wants to go to welterweight. I don't think he should do that, but he can't make the weight, obviously. So, if he goes up there, he's going to be in there with some big boys, and I hope his endurance lasts. I hope his speed is there. I hope his power is there. I think his power is always going to be there until he's done boxing. He's always going to have that. They're talking about calling out Jaron Ennis Boots. I think that's a bad, bad, bad matchup. He's a bigger guy. He's more savvy on the feet. He has power and he has defense. He's a damn near a complete fighter. The only thing that might get in his way is just his youth. You know, he might want to exchange when he shouldn't exchange, but Boots is a bona fide world beater. I do not suggest that be his first fight at welterweight. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney both took the risk to be great, right? Ryan still got in there. He had to battle himself before he got there. You know, everything that was going on, the fight outside of the fight, it's a lot. Boxing is the loneliest sport in the world. I still, even with this victory, I do not want him to lose outside of the ring. And with Devin Haney taking this loss, all you got to do is get back to you, man. You have the best jab in boxing, and I didn't see it all last night. And you won every round you didn't get knocked down at. You were doing well. You have all the tools to beat this guy. You have all the ability. You had the heart. You got up three times. You were down three times. You got up three times. That is heart. That's a champion. He still retained his belt because he made weight like a fucking pro. Now, boxing is a very serious sport. Shout out to both men. I hope their teams take care of them, pray over them, to make sure they're good. And when they go out there the next time, they be who they need to be and not what they want to be. Nate here with the Life and Times Network. And this is the Foot. Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. Have a great night, guys.
Perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government. They were trying to buy the loyalty of tribal leaders by bribing them with precious stones. But their caravans were being raided in a forest north of Rangoon by a bandit. So we went looking for the stones. But in 6 months, we never met anyone who traded with him. One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing them away.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.